Yes, we do.
Kia ora, Matthew.
Kia ora, Paul, how are you? I was going to do the full intro, my friend, and you now you've got to just pause here for a moment while I do that. Huck, Huck's, he's on fire tonight, Paul. He's on fire. Hey, Whānau, joining me on radio, on the air tonight, of course, is Paul Fatiota. Paul is an amazing human being. You fellas will remember him from a couple of weeks ago on I Am, but actually I've been lucky to know this very inspirational character for a couple of years now. Of course, he's a really successful NRL, former NRL player. He's played for the Kiwis. He's won two NRL rings, one for the Penrith Panthers and also for the Balmain Tigers. Sorry, Paul, won't hold that against you. Go the Bunnies, go the Bunnies. Hey, and also the Warriors and so on and so forth, illustrious career. But, Whānau, he's started his journey into mental health and well-being because of his own lived experience, more so his journey back in terms of whakapapa and te ao Māori as well. Hey, Paul, welcome. I'm so thankful you've given up part of your evening to join me tonight.
Tēnā rawa atu, kia rangatira, Matthew. It's my absolute pleasure. And you're giving me goosebumps, bro. You're bringing back old times. That was like 20 years ago, all those old school victories. But thank you very much, Matthew. And it's honestly a pleasure to kōrero with you tonight.
No, it's really fascinating. I was talking to Mike King off air a little while ago, and we just had him on the show as well, and reflecting on our journey home, and in many ways, your journey, like my journey, back to Aotearoa has fitted the same timeline, eh? We both arrived back in Aotearoa around the same time. We've both re-established ourselves into new careers. We both have experience to one degree of the mental health and suicide prevention sector. But your story, I must admit, has to be one of the most inspirational I've seen, I've watched, I've heard. Tell us a little bit about how you've come to be where you are now.
We all got a story, Matthew, and I'm just really grateful to be on a platform to share mine and to inspire others. And just like yourself, Matthew, we both have a passion to make that big choice to come home to Aotearoa and to support, care, and inspire our people. Because, as you know, it's tough times right now, and it's all about timing. And we both chose the right time to come home, my bro.
We did. I mean, you've got to do something right here. But the other part of the journey is that we all struggle with mental health in our lives at one point or another. And we often turn to people who have that lived experience to inspire us forward. And you're doing a real amazing bit of work at the moment, particularly with our young people. Can you tell us a little bit about your mahi?
I sure can. So I am the director of internal strength, and we've got a small team here in Tamaki Makaurau and down in Wellington. And I've been really fortunate enough to create a 10-module, 5-day self-development, human potential program that works. So we target the rangatahi most importantly, because they are our next generation, they are our future, but also we will work in the with professional athletes and within the corporate sector too. So yeah, just these 10 modules were based on the fundamental values and tools to get me well again. So I try and relate it to my trials and tribulations, but also implementing the values and tools to keep you healthy and well. Because as you know, Matthew, we really got to focus on the solutions more than the problems when it comes to mental health, because mental health doesn't discriminate.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a website, Whānau, you can go to. It's called internalstrength.nz. There's a bit of an overview of the 10-step program that Paul talks about. And it's well worth a look at, if I can just say that. I mean, you've got 37 lessons in there, I think, for example. And it talks about those steps that move towards wellness. In terms of the people that you're coming across who are engaging in the program, I mean, can you give us an insight into their stories? I mean, the struggles that they've faced and how working with the program has seen them come out the other end?
Yeah, it's all about being honest and demonstrating to your audience, as you do mostly every day, Matthew. You're out there I can't keep up with you, Matthew. You're everywhere with your work, but the thing is, you have a purpose and a meaning behind it, and you're doing some really good work there, Matthew. So I totoku you, and I think it's just all about. Well, I believe it's all about demonstrating your vulnerability, your mistakes, and just really just trying to inspire people to really believe in themselves, because there's a lot of lack of self confidence out there. There's a lot of trauma that's been passed down from past generations, and especially times like we have today with COVID and our rangatahi being in lockdown. People are struggling out there. Suicide attempts within our rangatahi has risen, as you most likely know, Matthew, during lockdown. And there's a lot of unwell people out there, unfortunately, and I can only do my best and do one person at a time, but I'm just trying to do my best to inspire people and understand that there is support out there, there is help out there, and we need each other, Matthew.
Yeah.
We need each other.
Well, let's talk about what's going on with COVID-19 now, because, I mean, when we went into the pandemic, mental health definitely and suicide was a massive issue, particularly in Te Ao Māori. And for our listeners, Māori, it was not a trophy we wanted in our cabinet. We were coming first when it comes to the suicide rate, particularly amongst young Māori males. Then we went, Paul, into the pandemic. And I must admit, when I came home, I boarded the plane on the Sunday. We packed our backpacks. We closed up our home in Sydney. And we were on that last flight that arrived in from Sydney to Auckland midnight, the day the border shut at that midnight. And in fact, they extended it just a little bit longer, because I believe it took a little bit longer for the plane to get across the Tasman. I must admit, I thought, well, this isn't going to be a big thing. It's going to be over. Nothing to see here. We're now more than 18 months in, and it's been a global epidemic, a global pandemic. And the real story is that mental health. We went into this knowing that Māori were deeply impacted already by mental health and suicide prevention, and now our people, our whānau, are so much more amplified. It's become so much bigger. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, so that's a fair assessment, Matthew. Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of pain out there. There is a lot of māmai, and as we both know, when you isolate yourself, loneliness becomes toxic, and that's what's happening right now. It is tough times, and it's be fair dinkum here. There's a lot of people out there that has shown resilience, and we just don't have no choice but to continue to bear resilience, but also understand that we just need to take one day at a time, and really take care of yourself, your mind, your body, and your spirits. As you know, Matthew, I could see you're on the health kick now. You're looking tremendously awesome, my bro. You look great. And I think, but most importantly, you're just showing the way that you've really got to take care of your body, your minds, and the ones that are close to you, and really create a loving environment for your inner sanctum.
That's right, because
during these tough times.
That's right. The primary health issue. I mean, I weighed in at 137 kilos, which is massive, right? My goodness. Oh my God, Huck's throwing something at me now. It's not a chocolate bar. I don't know how much stone that is. I didn't pass mathematics. Oh, heck, I didn't even get school C English, bro. But Paul, that the primary health issue, that's an easy enough one. Oh, that's probably not the way I want to describe it. It's a tough one, but easy when you put your mind to it to solve. And I've dropped off 37 kilos and all the rest of my blood pressure's down and kapai. But at the same time, I was also doing it for my mental well-being too, eh? Because just like everybody else, I mean, I'm not an ironclad superstar. We all have our dark moments. We all have our struggles. And I must admit, one of my biggest struggles has been socially disconnected from my mates. we used to go down the old Bailey down in Wellington, or the dirty Fort Street bar down there on Queen Street, and have a couple of beers and just talk nonsense, basically. But what I appreciated was, in talking that nonsense and laughing and telling jokes, it was an outlet. And that outlet's no longer there for the time being. And that's been one of those perennial struggles of maintaining social connectivity during the pandemic.
I 100% agree. We need each other, Matthew. And we need to have have the, you know, as Maldives we do, we've got to have that connection with our mates and talk a bit of banter and, yeah, so that's all a part of your well-being, and that's been taken out of of our daily lives, Matthew.
That's right, and take the mickey out of each other a little bit too. I mean, you know, but the other story that emerged during lockdown, I'll never forget this at the beginning of lockdown to try and recreate social connectivity. I remember Babana Aboriginal Men's Group over in Redfern that we're involved in. And the last Friday of every month, we would have men's group meetings. We turned to trying to do it online, and it was an absolute disaster. Because all my mate Mark Spinks wanted to do was turn the races on and take tips from the crowd on the Zoom. That's when the internet connection worked, and many of it didn't. But interestingly enough, the other thing that calls to memory is when you're in those, for men in particular, when you're in that social environment, and it might be at the local pub, or it might be at the rugby club, or it might be wherever, and you're sitting around, whether it be having a cup of tea, a coffee, or a drink, you're also reinforcing each other's, you're building each other up, eh? It's kind of like, oh yeah, this is my dosage of blood pressure medication, bro, what are you on? And we laugh about it, but in those moments you say, well, what did your GP say? Oh, my GP said I needed to do this. Well, are you doing it? Oh, not really. Well, bro, you got to do it, I'll do it with you. Do you know what I mean? So that social connectivity is so fundamental in terms of male mental health and well-being too, isn't it?
It is. It is an important part of keeping us well, keeping us connected, and making you feel part of something important, which is relationships. And like I said earlier, we need each other, Matthew. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to connect face to face. Kanohi te kanohi. It is quite an important part to our well-being. But the question I have for you, Matthew, how do you feel now? Like, it would have been a hard yakka to get to your weight, but like you said, I'm sure you feel much better about yourself. Do you have more energy towards your mahi?
Oh, way too much energy, and in fact, I would argue that a lot of people would rather I didn't have any energy. I think a lot of people would rather I was back in Australia, especially some of those politicians down in Wellington.
You're doing a good job, mate. Like I said, you're everywhere.
That's that philosophy, though, isn't it? I mean, you know, you're a long time asleep. You might as well do stuff while you're awake. And the other thing too is that philosophy of working hard. My mum and dad, I don't know if I've ever told you this, Paul, but my mum and dad were hard workers. My mum Margaret, for example, I'll never forget. She used to go and pour pints at night at the RSA in Upper Hutt. She worked at a cafe in Maidstone Mall. She did driver's licenses at the Ministry of Transport. She you know, worked 30-odd years at social welfare. Dad was a rubber worker at Dunlop's. He'd do roofing and plumbing and gas fitting during the weekend. You know, we just had hardworking parents, and that philosophy's travelled with me. And I guess if I'm addicted to anything, my friend, it's addicted to work. I just love working.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, Matthew. You love it, so it's not really work, is it? When you find your passion and you love what you do, it's not really work. And I'm similar to you too. My parents were both factory workers for 15, 20 years. My dad worked night shift in Teltex for 15 years. And I watched my parents grind it and provide and to pay you know, the mortgage and whatnot. And I saw their hard work and dedication, but I wanted to do it towards something that I feel passionate about and something that I love doing, but also, most importantly, serving others. And this, when you find it took me to have two psychotic episodes and 10 years of unwellness and 5 years of medication to get through it, but we got through it, and through the hardships and what I went through, I've found my passion. And to be honest, it keeps me on my toes, Matthew. I truly believe that you've got to speak your truth, because if you don't, you get caught out, and it really keeps me on my toes to keep healthy and well. And we still have our dark days, but you just got to push through, and you've got to really keep your feet grounded and take care of your mind and your body and your soul.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Paul, it's been an absolute privilege having a talk with you on Iwi Māori Radio this evening. I mean, I've loved having you on. I'm going to have to obviously ask for you to come back. And finally, if you're out there, internalstrength.nz is, of course, the website. I strongly recommend going and having a look at the 10-step program to wellness. The work that Paul is doing is absolutely incredible. And it's not for him to say it, but I think he's an inspiration. And if you are male in particular, our Māori male, our whānau out there, it's okay to talk about the stuff that's going on in our lives. And also by doing that, you're showing leadership to your tamariki, you're showing leadership to your mokopuna. And to our wāhine toa out there, our wives, our partners, don't be afraid to also support our men when they're on their journey to mental health and wellness too. Hey, Paul, such a privilege. Thank you so much for joining me, Ohoa.